This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it seemed like early you guys had a lot of great scoring opportunities, and they got two when they wound up in the net. Later on, I thought maybe coverages got in the way. Early, was it puck management, later coverages?
I don't know. I think we had lots of chances to score. Tie the game up, gets called back. I don't know. Yeah, probably a bit of everything.
Did you like the fight you saw? I mean, like you said, you did tie it up.
What's that, sorry?
Did you like the fight you saw from the group play, the race and two deficits, and obviously the last one got called back?
Yeah, I think, like I said, I thought we played pretty well. Gave up a bit too much, but I thought we created quite a bit, and definitely had a chance to win the game. So a couple turnovers or miscoverages that end up costing you.
What was the feeling on the bench in the second period? I mean, you guys were the better team for most of that period. Just two mistakes, and they capitalized on both of them, right?
Yeah, I thought we were probably the better team for most of the game, to be honest with you, but they scored when we gave them chances, so that's the bottom line. Gave them a couple too many chances, and they've got guys that have been scoring in this league for a long time, so when you give them to them, they're probably going to end up in the back of the net.
You guys did create a lot, as you mentioned. At times, did you feel as a team, did you overpass the puck?
I don't know. I mean, you can always shoot the puck more, but maybe a bit. But I thought we made lots of good plays and made lots of things happen. So, a little more traffic and puck to the net mentality is good. But I still think we did a decent job of creating tonight. So,
I know that you guys, it's a must win for you guys almost every night at this point to get up to the standings. But going to the break, how do you feel about where your game is at, especially over these last, almost 5 weeks at this point?
Yeah, I think of late we've been playing really good, and, we've been getting wins. Other than that, that 13-game skid we went on, I don't think we've been that bad. So we got to try to dig ourselves out of a hole when we come back from the break.